blasted community. So that campaign had Oaxacan community members collaborating with Sikhs and with Aravadasia caste oppressed community members. So I think that the legacy of that work is really the promise of, the kind of solidarities that, I'm hoping that this book will open up and the caste equity movement is really actively seeding. That, working on caste isn't just about helping caste oppressed people. We have a platform to build many different, movement relationships that will free us all.
That was Temori Soundararajan, the co-founder and executive director of Equality Labs, a Dalit civil rights organization, and the author of The Trauma of Caste, a Dalit feminist meditation on survivorship, healing, and abolition, discussing the oppressive nature of caste when making contact. If you want more information on caste or about our weekly shows, visit us at radioproject.org. Also, you can visit us on Twitter or Instagram and leave us a comment. We would really like to hear from you. I've been your host this week, Anita Johnson. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.
Hey, this is Wanda Sykes, and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles. And if you'd like to shell out a few bucks, keep us up and running so I can have nice conversation in a cool voice like this. Pick up the phone and call 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. Thank you.
Spotlight Africa speaks to a different African reality.
I think we need to begin to engage as equals rather than begin to engage as if we are Africa is a territory where people from outside have a right to be able to dictate and give a solution.
It's about understanding contemporary Africa, the continent's current affairs, politics, economics, and the significance of Africa globally. I am Assumpta Oturu. Join us every Saturday at noon here on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles. That is Spotlight Africa every Saturday at noon here on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
And our countries are colonial structures. Africa for Africa.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. Addiction in the United States continues to rise. There are few of us whose lives have not been touched by addiction and our circle of friends and family. Addiction statistics tell us that close to 1 million people have died from drug overdoses in the United States since 2000. The National Center for Drug Abuse Statistics say that close to half of the people in the United States age 12 and older have used what are defined as illicit drugs. The cost of drug addiction, meanwhile, to the U.S. economy is estimated at $700 billion. Now, just set aside the fact that marijuana is increasingly decriminalized across the country. But when we look at addiction these days, we're looking at meth, cocaine, heroin, prescription drugs, as well as alcohol abuse. While we hear much about the so-named war on drugs, which basically has been a war on impoverished people, and we hear a lot about drugs coming across the U.S. border, much less attention is paid to why is there such a high market for drugs in the United States. Indeed, the largest markets for drugs include the United States and Europe. Experts are now referring to what is being called an opioid crisis in the United States. So today, we will share with you the thoughts of Dr. Gabor Mate, a medical doctor and author, an expert on addiction, about the cause of the crisis and the mind-body-society connection. His slogan is, "When science meets compassion." We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. Now for our news headlines.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. The Wafa News Agency reports Israeli strikes killed at least 10 Palestinians and injured 73 others in the last 24 hours, the death toll now surpassing 37,300. Israeli airstrikes are eradicating entire Palestinian families in Gaza, sometimes generations at a time at an unprecedented level, according to an Associated Press investigation that's identified at least 60 Palestinian families where at least 25 people were killed between October and December, the deadliest time of casualties in 8 months of war. Several families have nearly no one left to document the toll. 8 Israeli soldiers were killed by Hamas militants Saturday in what's being described as the deadliest attack on Israeli forces in months since the war began. The Israeli military says it's paused fighting during daytime hours along a route in southern Gaza to allow for humanitarian aid deliveries into the besieged Palestinian enclave. The United Nations says it welcomes the move, but no aid has left Kerem Shalom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the war cabinet. This follows the departure of Benny Gantz, an opposition lawmaker who had joined the coalition. He criticized a lack of a day-after plan for Gaza. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets in Tel Aviv over the weekend, demanding Netanyahu reach a deal to release the hostages and criticize the prime minister's handling of its war against Hamas. Speaking Saturday, a recently freed hostage, Andrei Kozlov, joined the call for the government to strike a deal with Hamas to release hostages. Some 120 remain in Gaza. Nearly 80 nations jointly called for the territorial integrity of Ukraine to be the basis of a peace agreement to end Russia's war. This came out of a peace summit in Switzerland, though Russia was not in attendance. Here's European Union President Ursula von der Leyen.
It was not a peace negotiation because Putin is not serious about ending the war. He's insisting on capitulation. He's insisting on ceding Ukrainian territory, even territory that today is not occupied by him. He's insisting on disarming Ukraine, leaving it vulnerable to future aggression. No country would ever accept these outrageous terms.
China was also absent from the two-day conference, and several key countries decided not to sign the joint statement, including India and Saudi Arabia. North Korean state media says Russia's President Vladimir Putin will arrive in North Korea tomorrow for a two-day visit, his first trip to the country in 24 years. Talks will focus on expanding military cooperation between North Korea and Russia. The U.S. Surgeon General is calling on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram, similar to those now mandatory on cigarette boxes. Hot and cold extreme weather is expected in the U.S. Triple digits are forecast from the Southwest. Record heat's forecast in the Midwest to the East Coast, putting millions under heat advisories. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
extreme heat starting Monday and lasting through Friday. We must be cognizant of the fact that heat is the number one cause of death for weather-related fatalities here in the United States. So no matter what your health is, no matter what age you are, whatever, where you live, there are going to be dangers for extreme heat and weather beginning immediately.
The climate justice group Sunrise Movement and Bill McKibben, founder of 350.org, noted Hochul killed congestion pricing. That's tolls on traffic. He called the traffic tolls one of the most important climate policy advances possible. Meanwhile, unseasonable cold in the Pacific Northwest is forecast with late season snow in the Rocky Mountains, and severe thunderstorms are developing in the northern plains to the upper Midwest. Rain is anticipated in southern Florida after days of intense rainfall and flooding. Strong winds are pushing flames from a wildfire through dry brush along Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles in the Grapevine. Officials said Sunday it's grown to nearly 23 square miles, and it forced the evacuation of at least 1,200 campers, off-roaders, and hikers from a recreation area. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for Pacifica Radio.
Those were our news headlines. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. And today we will bring you the words of Dr. Gabor Maté. He is a speaker internationally known. He's a best-selling author, and he's very much sought out for his experience with addiction, with stress, with childhood development. And according to Dr. Maté, rather than him giving quick fix solutions, he puts together research, case histories, his experience and insight to help us to learn more about addiction and to empower people who are dealing with addiction themselves or who are dealing with addiction in their family and friends circle. And he's been doing this for several decades now. And he worked also in Vancouver, Canada, where he is based, although his work is really international. And he worked with patients who were challenged by drug addiction. He's published several books, including In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts, Close Encounters with Addiction, When the Body Says No, The Cost of Hidden Stress, Scattered Minds, The Origins and Healing of Attention Deficit Disorder, Hold On to Your Kids, While Parents Need to Matter More Than Peers, and The Myth of Normal, Trauma, Illness, and Healing in a Toxic Culture. And he has a brand new book that's also coming up entitled Hello Again, A Fresh Start for Parents and Their Adult Children. And that's expected to be released in 2025. So today, given the crisis that we're facing in communities across the United States, you know, it was when the crack epidemic first came into the United States and hit Los Angeles. And by the way, drugs flown in apparently on military planes, that crack epidemic then spread to communities across the United States. But now you find it was very much identified with Black communities, communities of color. But now you find in suburban U.S. and rural United States, a huge problem with meth addiction, in particular among older people, prescription addiction. A lot of people who are injured and they start to take pain medication and they become addicted to pain medication. But Dr. Gabor Maté digs deeper to help us to understand addiction and the way society is organized and how that the role that plays also in addiction. This station, however, KPFK, is in fund drive. So we are asking all of you listening right now, whether online or if you're listening online or on the air, You can go to kpfk.org or you can call 818-985-5735 throughout this hour and pledge your support for this station, for this show, Sojourner Truth, for all of the work that we do. Again, it's 818-985-5735. And let's see if we could raise a couple of $1,000 during this hour. You know, KPFK and Pacifica, very much under the microscope right now of the FCC. And they're monitoring us to see how we're conducting our fund drives, that we're not coercing anyone to support us, you know, by focusing on the gift that we will send you, the thank you gift we will send you. So throughout this hour, you'll hear me let you know about what thank you gift we're going to offer this hour at the $120 level. But you'll also hear me talking about the value of Pacifica, the value of non-commercial radio, the value of this show, Sojourner Truth. But first, let us, we're focusing on the hour of addiction. I want to bring as much information to you of the words of Dr. Gabor Mate. So let's go to a clip right now where he talks about the role of society and the drugs that are also being pushed even on children. Let's go to that clip now.
In this society, what we see is a society that literally makes people sick. And Todd said that I'll be talking about addictions, and if that's the intent here, I'll spend good time talking about it. But it goes much beyond the question of addiction, because 50% of North American adults have a chronic illness, either diabetes or high blood pressure or heart disease or cancer or any number of autoimmune illnesses. Now, according to the medical model, the strict medical model, that's too bad. These people are just unfortunate. Because what the medical model does, whether with mental illness or physical illness, is it makes two separations. It separates the mind from the body, so that what happens to us emotionally is not seen to have an impact on our physical health, number one. And number two, it separates individuals from their environment, so that we try to understand individuals in separation from their actual lives. So that if somebody has cancer, well, that's just their bad luck. Or maybe because they smoke too many cigarettes, which leaves us completely bereft of understanding what causes most of disease. Because in reality, you can't separate the mind from the body, nor can you separate the individual from the psychological and social environment, which means you can't separate the health of individuals from the social and political system in which they live. If you're going to applaud every time I say something smart, you'll be applauding the whole evening, so you might as well just cut it out right now, okay? It's also a country in which there are now 500,000 children receiving antipsychotic medications. Antipsychotic medications, such as we give to adult schizophrenics, not to control their psychoses, as in the case of the adults, but to control their behaviors. We have no idea what the long-term effects are going to be on the developing brain of the adolescent of these antipsychotics. What we've got here is a massive experiment, social experiment, in the chemical control of children. And there are 3 million kids who are receiving stimulant medications for ADHD, and the American Academy of Pediatricians only 3 weeks ago advised that we should now start screening and possibly medicating four-year-olds with stimulants. And what they're betraying there is the complete poverty of understanding of what makes the human brain tick and what creates a human being and what causes people to behave and to function and to feel the way they actually do. Because again, they separate the mind from the body and they separate the individual from the environment. Now, those separations are socially imposed, they're culturally defined, and scientifically they're completely invalid. Because the truth of it is that the traditional teachings of shamanic medicinal cultures around the world and of traditional Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic Indian medicine, that mind and body are inseparable, have not been validated by modern science. So my profession, although it claims to ground itself in science and what they call evidence-based practice, I only wish they looked at the actual evidence. I only wish they would ask themselves, why is it that in the United States, an Afro-American male has 6 times the risk of dying of prostate cancer than a Caucasian? Well, it's got to be genetic. No, it isn't, because their genetic relatives in Africa don't suffer the same risk at all. So what is it in this society? Why are black women, even middle-class black women, more likely to suffer miscarriages in this country? Well, that's not a genetic question. It's a social question. That something's going on here. And if we're looking at the number of childhood disorders that are now being recognized and diagnosed left, right, and center, if you look at something like the rate of autism in this country or in industrial society, but particularly in North America, has gone up 40-fold in the last 50 years, or is it 30-fold in the last 30 years? Well, you know you can't be dealing with the genetic effect, because genes don't change in a population over 30 years or even 500 years. There's got to be something going on in society that's driving the emotional ill health of children. And the same thing with all the other childhood conditions that are being diagnosed left, right, and center.
What is driving this ill health? Those are the words of Dr. Gabor Mate, an expert in addiction, ADHD, and more. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. This station is in Fund Drive, and we're urging you to call us at 818-985-5735, and we will thank you with a DVD of Dr. Gabor Mate talking about addiction. But the important thing is to value Pacifica Radio, value alternative radio, to value Sojourner Truth and the work that we do. Please call us at 818-985-5735. And just think of all of the things that we cover on air, all of the things that we cover on Sojourner Truth, from Haiti to Gaza to the Middle East generally, to what's happening in the Congo on the entire continent of Africa, south of the border, the child tax credit here in the U.S., the guaranteed income. I mean, I could list the work on the environment that we do. I could just go on and on for all of the topics that we cover, whether it is Monsanto and what they're doing with the spraying of pesticides, genetically modified foods. These are all the things that we are able to cover on Pacifica Radio. We're able to cover on Sojourner Truth because we are listener sponsored, because we don't have that pressure of a corporation saying, well, no, hey, you can't cover issues having to do with addiction, because this show is brought to you by, and you know, name, you know, a pharmaceutical company. No, that is not the situation that we are in right now. We want to keep it that way. We want to protect KPFK. We want to protect Pacifica Radio. We need you calling 818-985-5735 and show your appreciation for all of the work done, not only during this hour, during Sojourner Truth, but also 24/7, where most of our programmers are volunteer programmers. And imagine that, and taking the time out of our day, like I am doing right now as a volunteer programmer. There are a lot of other things that I could be doing, but no, I'm spending time right now to prepare this show for you, to share this this really important information from Dr. Gabor Mate with you. And again, call us at 818-985-5735. Pledge at the $120 level, and we will send you the Dr. Gabor Mate gift. But again, Pacifica, founded in 1949 by some peace activists, some Quaker peace activists out in Berkeley, California. And we have now grown 5 flagship stations, so many affiliate stations. And we have that reputation around the world. People say, you know, there really is nothing like Pacifica Radio. There's nothing like KPFK when I have friends visiting from overseas, coming from Europe, coming from south of the border, anywhere in the world. We are unique and we want to keep it that way. Again, the number to call is 818-985-5735. And today we are focusing on addiction, and rightly so. Probably most of you listening right now, you either know somebody or you've heard of somebody who are struggling with addiction. And, you know, a lot of it, a lot of people think, oh, the stereotype of an addict. Let's understand what is happening with this. Let us understand the role of society. Why is it that there is this huge demand for drugs in the United States and in Europe? You know, you hear a lot about politicians going on about all the drugs that are coming across the border and all these immigrants that are bringing drugs across the border. But excuse me, who are the people buying those drugs? The largest market for drugs, okay, the United States, also in Europe, countries like Holland and other places where there's a huge drug trade, a lot of people buying these drugs, okay, with no market, with no demand, people wouldn't be, the cartels or whatever you refer to them as, won't be bringing the drugs in because they wouldn't be making a profit. But let's understand what is happening with this. That we heard, just heard from Dr. Gabor Mate, over 500,000 children, likely more now, that are on medications, psychotropic medications to control their behavior, starting very, very early. Where does that lead to? Let us hear more from Dr. Gabor Mate, where he talks about becoming an addict isn't really a choice. Why are some people susceptible to addiction as opposed to others? Let's hear more now from Dr. Gabor Mate.
If you look at the Aboriginal populations of North America, these people actually had potentially addictive substances available to them. Not only were they available, they used them. There was peyote, there was alcoholic spirits in New Mexico. There was psychedelic plants of all kinds throughout North America. There was, of course, tobacco. But there was no addiction. If the substances in themselves had been addictive, and if these people were genetically predisposed, either or, they should have been addicted. But there was no history of addiction prior to the coming of the Caucasians. As a matter of fact, the natives used these plants, but what did they use them for? They used them in spiritual ways. In other words, they use them to elevate their level of consciousness, whereas the very essence of addiction is to obtund your level of consciousness because you don't want to be aware. So addiction is an escape from awareness, whereas the spiritual use of these substances is the enhancement of awareness. Now, if choice and genetics don't explain it, now we'd have to look at history. We'd have to actually ask, what happened to the native people in this part of the world that drove them into addiction? Now, alcohol has been known in the Western world for thousands of years, and there was plenty of drunkenness, even in ancient times. But there's no alcoholism, for the most part. Alcoholism came around in the 18th century with the rise of capitalism. You can make a very good case that one of the medical outcomes, or one of the health outcomes of capitalism, is addiction. In other words, can you understand people in isolation from the system in which they live? Well, the answer is that you can't. First of all, because the biology of human beings is shaped by the psychological and social environment in which they live. I can give you one example. Asthma. It's well known now, not controversial, not that most doctors know this, but it's not controversial that children whose parents are stressed are more likely to have asthma. Ask the average physician, what's the connection? They have no idea. And yet, if you ask the physician, how do you treat the asthma? You know how you treat the asthma? With stress hormones. With adrenaline and cortisol, or copies of it. This is how you treat asthma. I'm not going to go into the reasons why, but shouldn't the very fact that we're treating this condition with stress hormones cause us to ask, maybe stress has something to do with it? So in a polluted area where children are more likely to have asthma, it's the children of stressed parents who are much more likely to have asthma. Simply because the emotional stresses of the parents disorganize the stress response mechanisms of the child. And when women have postpartum depression, their children have abnormal stress hormone levels 3 years later. And when women are stressed during pregnancy, their children have abnormal stress hormone levels, more likely to use addictive substances to soothe their stresses. That's because the emotional states of the parents have something to do with the physiology of the child. That's just how it works, because you can't separate the mind from the body, and you can't separate the individual from the environment. Now, what happens in a country where 20% of women have postpartum depression now? You're going to get kids who are going to be stressed. And they're going to have behaviors that reflect the disorganization of the brain that's caused by the stressful environment. How do we treat ADHD? With a chemical like Ritalin or Dexedrine, which elevates dopamine levels, dopamine being an essential chemical in the brain. Well, when children are separated from their mothers, their dopamine receptors don't develop. What do we expect in a country where the average maternity leave is 6 weeks of unpaid leave? We're going to have kids with lack of dopamine in their brains because the child's brain develops an interaction with the environment.
Just amazing. Dr. Gabor Mate breaking down causes of addiction. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. And, you know, he talks about the impact of when women are pregnant and they're stressed and they're depressed, and the impact that then has on that developing child, and also the lack of parental leave, right? And the impact that that has. I mean, the stresses that we're facing that actually play a huge role in addiction in the United States. So when we're talking about an opioid epidemic here, when we're talking about people, alcoholism, people who are started out taking pain medication legally because they were prescribed it, but then the abuse that happens with prescription drugs, a huge problem, not only in the United States, communities across the board, but really in countries around the world.
No.
We are in fund drive here at this station, and we need your support. We need you calling 818-985-5735 to show your appreciation for the work we do on this show, and for to show your appreciation for all of not only the Sojourner Truth, but all of the shows that you're hearing here on KPFK and on Pacifica generally. Please call us at 818-985-5735. Please, if you could pledge at the $120 level, we would be happy to send you a thank you gift to thank you with a DVD of Dr. Gabor Mate going into great detail on all of these topics, on addiction, on the causes of addiction and society, capitalism as a whole, and the role that capitalism plays in addiction. The number to call is 818-985-5735. We want you to show your appreciation for everything that we offer on alternative radio, on non-commercial radio. We really want to lift up the founders there of KPFK, the ancestors who founded Pacifica way back in 1949 and created that listener-sponsored model that was then taken up by other stations, taken up by PBS, by NPR and others. But Pacifica was the first out of the gate with this model. So again, call us at 818-985-5735. I want you to hear as much as we can of the analysis of Dr. Gabor Mate. So let's continue to hear more from him. But please remember to call us at 818-985-5735 or go online to kpfk.org. Let's hear more now from Dr. Gabor Mate.
Now, if you're stressed and you're alone with it, that means that these physiological disturbances will persist in your body. What happens if you're not emotionally isolated, though? Somebody comes along and says, hey, how are you doing? I see that you're having a hard time. Do you want to talk about it? In an instant, your physiology changes. You've all had that experience. No wonder, then, that people who are isolated are more likely to fall sick. It was right here in California, in Alameda County, wherever that is, that it was shown that the right aren't here, that people who are isolated, okay, it's right here. people who are isolated are much more likely to fall sick and to die much quicker of their disease. Now, Marx also talks about the alienation. And what are people alienated from? What are they estranged from? They're alienated from nature. And look at our alienation from nature. We're so alienated from nature that we're destroying it. Alienated from their work, so that their work has no meaning for them. Alienated from their humanity, their sense of themselves as humans. And alienated from their fellow human beings. Now, in that context of alienation, which capitalism imposes on people, in ways I'll talk about in a minute, you have massive emotional isolation of people. So that we have this society in which many people are isolated. They're stressed for the reasons I've already mentioned, because of loss of control, uncertainty, lack of information, and they're isolated. Well, yeah, you're going to get a lot of disease. You're going to get a lot of disease of the physical sort that'll kill you, like cancer and multiple sclerosis and so on. I don't know about the United States figures, but in Canada, in the 1940s, the gender ratio of multiple sclerosis, man-to-woman ratio, was 1-to-1. You know what the ratio now is? And I'm sure the same statistics would obtain in the U.S. as well. It's 3 or 4 women for every man. Now, as soon as we know that, we know a couple of things. It can't be genetic. Genes don't change over 40, 50 years. Can't be the climate, because that hasn't changed more for one gender or the other. Can't be the diet. What is it? It's stress. And why are women more stressed now than they used to be? Because they're still playing a role that they always did of being the emotional stress absorbers of their environments. They absorb the stresses of their men. That's why married men live longer than unmarried men. But married women don't live longer than unmarried women. Just a fact. So they're still doing that automatic, culturally appointed role of the stress absorbers, plus they have an economic role to play, and they're doing so in the context of less support. Why is there less support? Because capitalism destroys contact and connection. It has destroyed the clan, the tribe, the extended family, the community, the neighborhood. See, human beings never used to live the way we live now. In fact, if you look at a clock, and it's an hour-long clock, the time in which we live the way we're living now is maybe 1 minute out of that, those 60, maybe less. Because we used to live in community, connection, and that was the context for child rearing. So children used to have many adults to relate to as they were growing up, and people had each other to relate to. We don't have that anymore. Every time Walmart puts up another outlet in some small town, what do you think happens? You get to save 10 cents on a bag of nails. But what else happens? A lot of people go to work not minimum wage. People with independent small businesses have to shut down because they can't compete. Those are the economic consequences. What are the human consequences? Is that communities are drained of life. because the local stores close, the local restaurants close, the community is the infrastructure of the community is completely destroyed.
Dr. Gabor Mate breaking it down for us. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. And please call us at 818-985-5735. You pledge at $120 level, and we will be delighted to thank you for your support of this show, Sojourner Truth, for your support of this station. We would like to thank you by sending you a DVD of Dr. Gabor Mate. That's the pledge level of $120. We'll be happy to send that to you as your thank you. And, you know, Gabor Mate, he talks about what is it that stresses people. He talks about the lack of control. On today's show, we're focusing on the addiction, opioid epidemic, lots of other addictions going on, by the way, including gambling addiction and shopping addiction. It's not only drugs, but right now we are focusing on addiction and in particular drug addiction. But he talks about the stresses that people have, the lack of control, the uncertainty in their lives, the lack of information that they have, you know, perhaps who knows what media outlets they're listening to, but listen to your local Pacifica station, listen to KPFK, and you'll be getting a lot of information that you wouldn't ordinarily get on other media outlets. And that is the value of this show, Sojourner Truth, and the value of Pacifica. But Dr. Gabor Mate, he talks about the lack of opportunity people have to express themselves. And he also talks about Marx when he talks about freedom from economic necessities, from the threat to life, from interference of others, to express oneself, to be oneself. All of that is part of the analysis of Dr. Gabor Mate. You're just getting a little taste of it with the clips that we're playing, but he says a lot more. He talks about his view of what freedom is. And when people are, you know, not free, if they have all these economic worries, these lack of control, lack of control over their lives. And also the studies that have been done in California, 18,000 people were looked at, what happened to them in their childhood. And they found psychological abuse, sexual abuse, death of a parent, jailing, violence, addiction in the family. And these were people who themselves then became addicts. So it really is an issue that touches so many of us. And I love also how Dr. Gabor Mate talks about women and the stress that we're facing. I mean, as women, we're expected now to do the double day. We're expected to go into wage work, a lot of it low wage work, actually, and bring some money home. The family increasingly needs that to survive. They need two incomes. But you also have a lot of single mothers out there. I was a single mother for a long time, and I can tell you, and I'm sure my daughter can tell you, about the stress that cause. And Gabor Mate also talks about women being emotionally the stress absorbers, what in our women's network we call emotional housework that women have to do. And Gabor Mate also talks about capitalism destroying the extended family. I know growing up, there was an extended family. There was grandma, there were aunties around, and even neighbors who were part of the extended family and who watched out for each other. Do we have that now? Increasingly, it's just disappearing, and people are lonely. There's a crisis of loneliness I've been reading about in the United States. Critical for all of us to pay attention to. And these are the words of Dr. Gabor Mate. I want to bring you much more of what he had to say. I will need you calling us at 818-985-5735. And by the way, if you could pledge a tax-deductible donation of 5 $500 to $1,000 or more, we invite you to do that. 818-985-5735. And it's not about the thank you gift. It really is about supporting alternative radio, supporting the work we do here on Sojourner Truth, all of the topics that we bring you, the coverage we do on Haiti, for example. Very, very few shows. Well, on mainstream media, you get practically nothing at all, or you just get propaganda put out. I don't know, talking points coming from who knows where. And but there are few shows on KPFK on the Pacifica Radio Network, where you will get the kind of in-depth coverage that we do on Haiti. And we know that a lot of you appreciate that, have been on the ground in Haiti many times. We've really put our lives on the line in so many ways while we were there, the Sojourner Truth team, to bring you information on it. Show us your support. Please call 818-985-5735 and show your appreciation for this station. What I'd like to do now is to go on so you could hear a bit more of the brilliant and truthful analysis of Dr. Gabor Maté. Let's go to the next clip.
Now, when it comes to addiction and specifically, in the downtown east side of Vancouver, I never had a single female patient who had not been sexually abused as a child. And as were many of the men. And so it's always, the heart of addiction is always emotional loss. And the obvious ones are those losses incurred by those adverse childhood experiences identified in this California study. Incidentally, there's an epidemic of obesity in this country. The adverse childhood experiences studies began at an obesity clinic because the doctors working there in San Diego actually found that they could help people lose weight, but they couldn't help people keep it off. And then Dr. Felitti in San Diego did something extraordinary for a medical doctor. He began to listen to his patients. And he found one history of trauma after another. People were eating to soothe themselves because the junk foods release the feel-good chemicals in the brain. So that the obesity epidemic in this country is actually an epidemic of stress and emotional loss is what it actually is. And exhorting people to eat well is not going to make any bit of good. As long as you're stressing people the way people are being stressed right now, they're going to keep eating exactly the way they're eating. But there's another side to it as well. Not everybody who becomes addicted was traumatized in those ways. What else is happening? Because if you look at what's happening with this burgeoning number of children being diagnosed with this or that disorder, not all of them were abused. Many of them were not. But what's going on? Well, as D.W. Winnicott, the great British child psychiatrist, pointed out, there's two things that can go wrong in childhood. First of all, when things happen that shouldn't happen, and that's the abuse and the trauma. And secondly, when things don't happen that should happen, and that's the presence of non-stressed, non-depressed, emotionally attuned, available caregivers. That's not available in a country where the average maternity leave is 6.5 weeks. That's not available where kids spend most of the time away from the nurturing adults in their lives in the company of other kids, so that they're forced to look to each other as their attachment figures. The texting and the emailing and the twittering that's going on, the desperation of kids to always connect, the sense of disorientation they feel when they can't connect with their friends by some electronic means. It's not a technological problem. It's an attachment problem. Those kids have been disconnected from the adults in their lives because the adults are not there for them. They can't be. They're too stressed. And there was a study a few weeks ago that showed that stressed parents, not unloving parents, but stressed parents simply are not as attuned to the emotional cues of their kids as they'd like to be. And that's what the psychologist formerly at UCLA, Alan Shore, calls proximal separation. Proximal separation is when the parent is physically there, but emotionally unavailable because they're too stressed and too distracted. And that's what my children experienced when they were small, because I was a workaholic physician. And this society rewards workaholism. They tell you what a great guy you are. They reward you for the very things that undermine the health of your family. And for a lot of people, it's not even a question of a choice. When under the sainted and behaloed Bill Clinton, the welfare laws were changed so that mothers could have only a number of years on welfare. Then they had to go to work. Now, where exactly does a single welfare mother go to work? Well, usually at a low-paying job far away from home where she has to commute for an hour or two. And all that time that she's working and all that time that she's commuting, her child is in some daycare, inadequately staffed, with undertrained personnel. But what is that? Who does that kid got to connect to then? The other kids. And our children become each other's connection foci. And that means that for the first time in history, you have large numbers of kids, immature creatures, getting their modeling and their cue giving and their sense of direction and sense of values and how to walk and how to talk from other immature creatures. Well, what do you expect in that culture but all kinds of dysfunction? And again, that's not an individual choice that parents have made. That's just another way in which this system has undermined the necessary conditions for child development.
Children raising each other. I mean, it's just amazing to me listening. This is the voice of Dr. Gabor Mate talking about addiction and trauma and focusing in on what is happening to our children and on the lack of maternity and paternity leave. This is really critical information. And I want to dig a little deeper into this right now. But I also want to remind you that this station is in Fund Drive, and we need you to call 818-985-5735 throughout this hour. We're trying to raise a couple of $1,000 during this hour. Those of you who could pledge at $120 level, we would be happy, so happy to thank you with a gift of a DVD of Dr. Gabor Mate, breaking all of this down. The number to call is 818-985-5735. But of course, feel free to pledge at any level that you can. A $25 level, a $35 level, become a member of KPFK, become a member of your local Pacifica station, pledge at the $50 level. But if you could pledge at $100 level or $1,000 level, we just need two people pledging at $1,000 level to meet our goal for this hour. We would very much appreciate it. And the reason for your pledge is to support these airwaves, to support this show, Sojourner Truth, to support all of the shows 24/7 that you hear on KPFK, that you hear on your local Pacifica radio, to uplift a station that began by peace campaigners, by peace activists in Berkeley, California. And the network has now grown to 5 flagship stations, to affiliate stations. I'm not even sure how many affiliate stations, but I'm sure over 100 affiliate stations. And this show also heard in Southern California and other stations, other Pacifica stations in other parts of the country as well. So, but we need you to show your appreciation for the work that we do. You know, we do a lot on very, very little. Most of the programmers, like myself, I'm a volunteer programmer at the moment. And trust me, there's a lot. If you know me, you know about all of the work, the community work that I do locally, nationally, and internationally. But it is important to take the time to honor you, the listener, by bringing you the coverage that we do, whether it's on the environment, whether it's on social justice, whether it is on race, whether it is on women's rights, whether it is about crises happening in so many different parts of the world, from Yemen to Congo, to Haiti, to the Middle East, to Myanmar. We have covered Myanmar as well, to south of the border, what's going on in Mexico, in Venezuela, in Bolivia, in Peru, in Chile. We really work hard to, you know, and it takes a lot to do this work. And so please call us. And just say, I appreciate you. I appreciate this show. I appreciate KPFK. I appreciate Pacifica Radio for holding on, last bastion of listener sponsored radio. So please call us at 818-985-5735. We so appreciate each and every one of you. And again, call us. We will thank you. If you pledge at the $120 level, we want to thank you with a DVD of Gabor Mate. Absolutely brilliant. I love Gabor Mate. I was a single mother for likely most of the time that my daughter Chanda was growing up. And let me tell you, I was stressed out, and I'm sure it impacted her as well. Dr. Gabor Mate talks about proximal separation, where you're physically there. And I know I was physically there, right? But emotionally not there, of parents so stressed out. If it's a two-parent family, mine was a single mom, but the stress of everything that you have to do to make sure there's a roof over your children's heads, to make sure that there's food on the table, but there's other nourishment as well that children need. And he talks about the attachment problem that children have. All this addiction to being on the phones and playing these games all the time, head always in a screen of children without adults being around, and of children kind of parenting each other, trying to soothe each other, and whether or not they have the skills to address a lot of the issues that are confronting children, all the bullying that's going on. Talks about the obesity that's growing among children, the emotional loss that they feel. And he also talks about people, speaking of obesity, who are eating. How many of you listening right now, when you're totally stressed out about something, what happens? You go and maybe pick up, that gallon of some ice cream, even if it's not that much. You're eating ice cream, you're eating some cookies, you're getting, comfort food, as they call it. What is all of that about? We are soothing ourselves from the stresses that are imposed to us day in and day out. The lack of value of caregivers, the fact that the lack of recognition of the importance of the bond between children and their mothers, or children and their primary caregivers, so important to emotional growth of children. So all of us, and I'll include myself in that, we soothe ourselves. We eat junk food, pick up that bag of chips, whatever, it feels really good while you're shoveling it down. But if we focus a little bit about why are we doing it? Why are we taking that drug? Why are we taking that food? Why are our children getting upset or feeling that they can't, the mom isn't there, or mom and dad isn't there, so they have to rely on their friends to help them to resolve what could be very, very serious problems. Mental health, suicide rates among young people, with the presence of social media, the bullying that's going on that a lot of children are afraid to talk about. Mom or dad comes home exhausted at the end of the day, plop down at the couch, turn on the TV, try and heat up some little food in the oven. And the energy and the strength just isn't there to be there in the way that our children need us to be there. A lot of thinking here, Gabor Mate breaks it down for us, and I'm very, very glad to be able to focus this show on these issues of mental health and addiction. But I'm coming very close now to the top of the hour, 818-985-5735. And I'm wondering, Jose, if we could go straight to track 9. If you're able to pull up track 9, that's a short clip. in which he talks about not being silent and the answer to some of this stress. So let's go to that track 9 right now.
Was the Vietnam War a failure? No, it wasn't. It was lost militarily, but the end result was that the U.S. still gets to control the economies of Southeast Asia. Is the Iraq War a failure? Well, it is for the people who died there, for the 500,000 Iraqis or a million whose lives are lost, but it's not a failure for the American oil companies. So that every war, we have to be careful before we call them failures. Somebody wins. But somebody who wins are the same people who are destroying neighborhoods and communities. It's the same system that undermines human health, that undermines human dignity, that undermines human connection, that really makes life less tolerable on our planet. Now, Todd and I had an interesting exchange of political opinions over coffee before we came here. We don't have to agree. We don't have to agree on what the solutions might be. And that's okay. The world is not running to either him or me to ask us what we think should happen. What we do agree on is the importance of speaking the truth. What we do agree on is the importance of people getting together and struggling in a healthy way for a different life. Because if it's the loss of control and the isolation and the suppression of self-expression that are the greatest causes of stress, then surely one answer to the stress of this culture is to get together and to express ourselves and not to be silent and to connect with other human beings. Or as Joe Hill said, don't mourn, organize. Thank you very much.